So hello, ladies. Thank you so much for joining us this evening for Thrive in Your Body. Super excited to have the amazing Lori coming to us to talk about style and dressing for our bodies and body image. I absolutely love and adore her, and I'm so excited for her to share with you all this great information with all of you tonight. Before we start, we're going to do a nice little grounding meditation. I know that it's Monday, had a long weekend possibly, and it's kind of relaxing at the end of the day. So just find a nice comfortable seat if you're not there already. And I'm giving you full permission to not think about anything. And if you can, maybe even lay down on your bed or your couch and just close your eyes. And just take a moment to really tune in to how you're feeling right now in this moment. Maybe there's something you need to let go of, tune into, and just be in this moment. And just bring one hand to your belly, one hand to your heart, as you slowly start taking a deep, deep breath in through the nose. Open your mouth. Exhale. Let all the air go. Another deep, deep breath in through the nose. Open your mouth, exhale, push all the air out of your body. Another deep breath in, the deepest breath you've been able to take in all day. Just let that move through the body, all the way down to the belly. And then exhale, sigh it out, let everything go. Then continue to take the deepest breaths in and the longest exhales out. Just coming into your own rhythm of breath. Breathing in as much fresh air as you can. And then as you exhale, just let go even more to help you fall deeper and deeper into time of relaxation and just letting go of everything. And using the hand on the belly and the hand on the heart to really start connecting with you and your body. Taking a moment to see how you're feeling. See how the belly ebbs and flows. Feel your heart beating. And on your next breath in, just breathe in one thing that you love about your body. Breathe that in so much to every inch and every cell. The first thing that comes to your mind that's positive and present. Move that through the body. And on the exhale, feel the breath leaving the belly, leaving the lungs out of your mouth, and just letting go. Continuing to breathe in that one thing that you love about your body on your next deep breath in. And on your exhale, just settling deeper and deeper into feeling this thought, truly believing, truly owning it. Another deep, deep breath in. Breathing in that thought and feeling as if you're looking at yourself in the mirror. And you're telling yourself this one thing as you breathe it in through the body. Open your mouth as you exhale. Let go of anything and everything that might be getting in the way of you feeling this every single day. You truly loving and experiencing this thought. Let it move through you. Continuing to breathe and really continuing to let go of the day and really feeling yourself, really feeling this moment, tuning out, tuning away, letting everything go. And giving yourself this moment to truly love and nourish yourself. To truly know that whatever might be coming up is okay. It's exactly what you're supposed to be experiencing right now. Don't let any of those thoughts get in the way of you feeling that one thing that you love about your body, love about yourself. Keep breathing. Throughout our entire time together tonight, just really tune in and let go and fully experience what it feels like to be in your body, to be so present, and really listen to all these amazing things that Miss Lori is going to be sharing with us this evening. If it feels better for you to keep your eyes closed this evening, please do. And just slowly start breathing a little bit deeper. So I hope that helped everybody kind of forget about the day and just really tune into this moment, and I'm really honored that Lori is joining us this evening. She is fabulous. The first time I met her was at a women's empowerment conference, and everything that came out of her mouth, I was like, yes, yes, I totally agree. I love it. But she's just a special being and an amazing stylist. So a little bit of background on her. She's been named LA's go-to stylist by the LA Times in 2012. And LA's Best Personal Stylist by CBS in 2013. She's a certified image consultant and speaker, and she's all about everyday people dressing with heart. She believes in order to live an inspired and desired life, all you need is a great belt and an open mind. She is bringing 12 years of experience in the fashion industry tonight to your closet, your home, and your heart. And I'm really excited for her to be here tonight because she totally believes in women's body and women's confidence and empowering women to just truly rock their own style. Like, she definitely has a style of her own, and I can't wait for her to share all of her information with us tonight. So thank you so much for being here, Lori. Welcome. And let me unmute you. Hold on one second. Everyone else, please mute your own line, and I'm unmuting right now.
Hi, Katie, thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I'm so honored to be here. I'm so honored to be here to talk about style and our bodies and loving ourselves because, you know, we can live full lives when we truly thrive in our bodies, and it really all comes down to our heart center and loving ourselves and, you know, then choosing choices that make us feel good every day. And if we could, it could only be that simple, but that's why we have you to guide us in thriving our own bodies. And today we're going to talk about style.
Awesome. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So thank you so much, Katie. I'm kind of so happy to be here. So let's jump in, ladies. I want to ask you a question, but you don't have to answer, but just think about it. I want to know what your relationship status is. And I'm not talking about your relationship with your significant other or your husband or your partner or your cat or your dog. I'm talking about the relationship with your closet. So what does that normally look like for most women? it looks like it's complicated. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. Or maybe your relationship status is, I'm frustrated. Also true. Or not applicable, because you just can't even look in your closet because it's so frustrating. You can never find anything to wear. It's pretty consistent with every single woman that I've ever met that your relationship with your closet is something that becomes a challenge. Now, we women have evolved. We are very powerful people, but we tend to forget to evolve our wardrobe as we've evolved ourselves. So what happens over time is that we open up our closet doors, and I'm sure everyone can relate to this. You go, but let me back it up for a second. You get out of bed in the morning, you wake up, and you're busy. Maybe you have family. Maybe you have a 9-to-9 job. Like I used to work a 9-to-9. That is exhausting. Maybe you have a job and you have kids. Whatever that is for you, you wake up and we're women. We're tired. And you get up, you look in the mirror, you look at your face. And I know for me, I immediately started to notice that I have crow's feet that just started coming out from my eyes. And oh man, did that send me into a twirl, because what happens from there? I focused on something really negative the first thing I did when I got up. So then now I'm showered, I'm dressed, okay, great, crow's feet, wonderful. So now I go to my closet, and I, as we all do, and we open it up, and you just stare. Because what on earth am I going to wear today? What on earth is going to put me, like I'm going to put on my body that's going to make me feel amazing? Now, that's an important question, because the truth is, for so many of us who haven't taken the time to create a better relationship with our closet, we don't have an idea of what that should be. Instead, what we do is we open up these closet doors. We sift through everything, and it's jam-packed in there, and, you know, can't find that one shirt you do kind of like, and, oh, here's this one shirt, but oh, I never wear that one because I just don't really like how it fits, or it doesn't feel great, or, oh, these pants aren't fitting right now. There's so many insecurities that will come up to your head just by opening up your closet. It all stems from how you feel when you wake up in the morning. And so what do? We grab the same black top, the same blue top, the same pink top, whatever that is for you, the same black pants, the same navy pants, the same gray skirt, the same black pumps. You grab the same things every day. Now, depending what your work is, could be, you know, maybe you work in a more casual setting, you grab the same jeans and the same T-shirt. You grab the same things. There is a statistic that we wear 80%, let's say we wear 20% of our closet 80% of the time. So if you really think about that, that means when you're opening up your closet doors and you're picking all that same items every time, you're only utilizing 20% of your closet, and you're wearing it the most out of everything you have. So when I work with clients, I'm always like, well, what's the point of keeping everything else in there if it doesn't work best for you? Now, clothes are very personal, and that's a very hard question for a lot of people to answer themselves, which is kind of why I step into play. But I believe that this experience that we have every morning as women affects how we feel about ourselves. It affects our whole day ahead, and it affects our lives, and it affects the potential we can bring into our lives. Because truthfully, we're waking up, and we're not feeling fantastic. And whatever that is, it could be just that you're tired. It could be that you had a long week. I mean, whatever that is for all of us. And then you see yourself in the mirror, and, you know, and I love that in our meditation today, we focus on something we loved. Because if you focus on something you don't love, well, it's already starting you off on a negative track for the day, which is going to open up your closet doors and feel negative. You're not going to find something that you just love, because you're already kind of like, about yourself. And I only know this so well because I do it too. It's very, I am definitely could be my own worst client. And I'm working on myself as well, as we all should. But so, you know, it's a negative experience when you start your day like that. And if you don't feel good when you get dressed, you're putting on the same things over and over again, you are just going to walk out the door feeling eh. Or rushed. Maybe you have no time in the morning. Maybe your morning is a frantic. You hate mornings. You get up, maybe you rolled out of bed late. You throw water on your face and you have to pull something out, pull the same exact outfit you know that always works and run out the door. Okay, that works. you know, maybe it's the little wins that you don't have coffee on your blouse before you left the house. That's always a big win for me. But the truth is, life doesn't have to be like that. This experience in the morning, this relationship you're having with your closet, is affecting your whole day. It is affecting your whole aura. It is affecting everything around you. So visualize this. You wake up in the morning. You might be tired, but you're feeling okay. You get up. You go to the mirror, and like Katie would teach us, instead of looking at something negative, look at the one thing you love about yourself. Like, I know I love my smile. So if I get up in the morning and I walk to that mirror, the first thing I'm going to do is, I'm going to force myself to do it sometimes, smile in the mirror. Because now I'm looking at the thing that I love, and that actually makes me very happy and proud. And that feeling really manifests itself as I walk into my closet. Not a walk-in closet, but if you have a walk-in closet, amazing. Mine's more like sliding doors on both sides. It's like a closet hallway. And so I open up my doors, and I'm feeling a little better because I'm like, oh, I looked at the thing that I love, and I'm focusing on that. So I'm like, well, what do I want to wear that would make me happy today? And I pick out, you know, a really bright-colored, you know, peach blouse and a polka-dot pants, and, oh, maybe I should have fun with color today. I'm going to, you know, grab a teal-colored shoe and kind of add some jewelry and just, like, I'm having fun with it. You know, if you got up every morning and felt good and looked in the mirror and saw yourself as beautiful and then opened up your closet doors and you saw that style was everywhere, that you had endless possibilities of what you could wear, how you could wear it, and getting dressed was fun, imagine what every day would look like if you walked out the door with just that feeling. It doesn't matter what you were wearing. It's that feeling that we carry with us. And it's our relationship with our wardrobe and our bodies that really can affect the whole course of our life. Now, I believe that learning how to have this better relationship is the key to total life potential, is a total gateway to possibility in our lives. And my solution is always a great belt and an open mind. Now, that is the name of my talk, A Great Belt and an Open Mind. And I always love when I tell people that's what I talk about because they're like, oh, that's so interesting. And I'm like, well, it's a little different, and let's explain why. I believe that these two puzzle pieces are missing in so many women's lives, and I have watched them change lives. I believe that they are the key to empowering yourself, to loving your body and loving yourself, which in turn allows you to love the clothes that you wear and wear them well. Because when you feel good, you look good. And that is such a true, true important fact to remember. So if we were talking about empowering ourselves, we all know that the first step to empowerment is education. So let's talk about educating ourselves about the most important thing you could learn, because I believe that style has nothing to do with fashion. Feeling good about how fabulous you look has nothing to do with whether you're wearing a, you know, designer dress or a dress from Target. It's your understanding of your own body and loving the areas that you love and flattering them and using styling techniques to distract from the areas you don't love. And to learn how to do that, addressing the body types is the most important thing you should know, because style has everything to do with how your wardrobe fits you. If your wardrobe doesn't fit well, it can add weight to your body. It can add extra bulk where you don't have it. And a lot of women, and I'm sure if I could see a raise of hands, we would all raise our hands, myself included. When you're not feeling good about your body, what do? You hide it in dark colors, in heavy fabrics, and thick sweaters, and drapey tops, and like ruffled cardigans. You hide your body. And the crazy thing is that you're actually adding bulk to your body by adding all this extra fabric. So fit to your body is the single most important thing that you can do to change how you see yourself in the mirror and how others see you based on your style. Because when you acknowledge your body, you're showing people that you love it that you're confident and that you feel great in it. And yes, we can all fake it sometimes, for sure, but wardrobe can do that for you. So let's talk about the body types, because this is so important, as I have mentioned. So the first body type is the hourglass. Now, there's a lot of different names for all of these body types. They come in shapes, they come in fruits, they come in vegetables. I'll go back and forth. I'll name as many as I can think of. But this could be the peanut, the hourglass, the figure eight. So the hourglass is, most people talk about the hourglass like, oh, that's like the ideal body type. There is no ideal body type. Every body was made completely different. Nobody has a perfect body type, so know that your imperfections are what make you yourself perfect, because nobody else has that. You are you. So the hourglass is not ideal, but what it is balanced. And that means that your shoulders and your hips are the same distance apart and your waist tapers in, like an hourglass, if you can visualize that. You know, if you wanted to at home measure this on your own, you can take a, you know, a tape measure and measure around your shoulders, measure around your hips, and then, you know, and then make sure that if they're the same width across, then you would be an hourglass. And your waist should taper in. So when working with an hourglass, here's a trick that kind of goes across the board for everybody, is that you always want to use dark colors in the areas you don't love and bright colors in the areas you do love or that you want to attract attention to. It's always all about the art of distraction, and I love that, or the art of accentuation. So with the hourglass, you have to be careful, because with a balanced body, it's very easy to use items and fashion and wardrobe that could unbalance your body. So, for example, if an hourglass put on a jacket where the shoulders had too much shoulder pad, it could actually make you look more top-heavy. And I will tell you this, and across the board, every single person I've worked with, you know, trust your gut. Because a lot of times we put clothes on and we feel like something's off and we don't know what it is. 100% of the time. When people tell me, oh, well, there's something weird, I'm like, well, yeah, because it doesn't fit you. Or, yeah, because the shoulders are too big for you and it's making you feel top-heavy every single time. So always trust your gut with your wardrobe. It's a sidebar. So, you know, so when going back to hourglass, it's really easy to unbalance yourself if you aren't consciously aware of it. So, you know, making sure that your wardrobe is actually fitted to your curvature. And the key to presenting the hourglass in its most slimmest, longest, leanest frame is to define the waist. So that means we want to show off the waist. And you can do that with your wardrobe, and we'll get into that. The next shape is the pear shape. And that's when you carry a little bit more weight on the bottom half. So your hips are actually a little bit wider than, or a lot wider, however that is for you, than your shoulders. Now, the pear still has a defined waist. So you have a smaller shoulder, a wider hip, and a tapered-in waist. So what do you do with pear shape? In the pear shape, what you want to do is slim down the area so you don't feel like it's as noticeable. It's not about anyone else. It's about what you see in the mirror. If that's something that bothers you about your body or something that you don't love as much as other areas, it's important to acknowledge it and then dress fabulously for it. So with a bigger hip, typically you would want to go darker on the bottom, brighter pattern, color, texture on top to draw the eyes up. And I love the trick of using statement necklaces as a way to draw attention away from. It's almost like that, like the art of distraction I was saying. Literally, you're distracting anyone from looking at the lower half of your body by wearing a very blingy statement necklace. And it's also a great conversation starter. So I love that, because then you can make new friends while you wear it. So it's really that simple. Darker on the bottom half, brighter pattern fun on the top half, but you have to define your waist if you want to show the balance. Now, to create more balance, we also want to add a little bit to the shoulder, because in this instance, you have a wider hip and a smaller shoulder. So this is the one body type where a shoulder pad would be acceptable form of style. Other than that, it's outdated. Don't wear it. Don't try it. Unless you're like an avant-garde fashionista, go rock it. I would never stop you. But when you have a pear shape, we want to add a little bit of shoulder pad because it actually will bring the shoulders wider to meet the width of your hips, which creates the vision of the hourglass. So when you look in the mirror, you see yourself as balanced. And that's a really important factor for us to see ourselves as. So a little bit of a shoulder pad, a halter top, anything that would accentuate your shoulders further. Doesn't have to, you don't have to add bulk to them, but like a halter would kind of like show a lot more shoulder, so therefore that would be more flattering. So like a halter top fit and flare dress would be a perfect dress for this body shape. Because you basically want your clothes to go right over your hips. Now when wearing pants and skirts on the pear shape, one of the things to keep in mind is you can wear a pencil skirt. I think other stylists would tell you you can't, but I believe you can because I think they work with every body shape. And what I love about with the trick with the pencil skirt and with pants in general is that you always want to make sure that the width fits the widest part of your hip and then the fabric goes straight down. A lot of times we buy stuff and it fits the widest point of our hips, but it starts tapering in past the widest point. And what that does is it creates this like ice cream cone effect, which actually can unbalance the body, and you'll look in the mirror and feel like your hips are being accentuated, and that's not what we're trying to do. So the idea would be to minimize that look by wearing fabric that goes straight down but fits at the widest point, nice and snug, not too tight though. So the pear shape, wider, small, bigger on the bottom, smaller on the top, build out at the shoulders to balance and define your waist. Now the apple shape. The apple person would stand up right now and be like, Lori, I don't even have a waist. And I would say, yes, you do. It's hiding under in there, and I'm going to show you where. And I love when women do that because I'm like, no, seriously, it's like hiding in there. And they're like, it is? It's great. So the apple shape is when you carry your weight in the middle section. And I can't even tell you how many women have come to me and said that they were an apple shape and they were an hourglass. Because we have distorted views of our body. We literally look at our bodies and we're like, I'm an apple. And I look at them and I'm like, yeah, okay. Love you. You're so funny. You're an hourglass and you're fabulous. And even if you are an apple, you're also fabulous because we have to love our bodies. We got to work with what we got. And when you learn to work with what you got, you feel great doing it because you know you're making the right decisions for you. A lot of times when we get dressed, we're just not 100% sure we even did the right thing, and if it looks good for us, we just kind of do it because we're, you know, stuck in that rut. But when you feel good about the choice you make and you know it was, like, the right decision for your body and that it flatters your body, I mean, game changer. So the apple shape, when you carry your weight on the middle, typically someone would say, I don't have a waist, and I would say, put your hand down. Yes, you do. And here's where your waist is. It's hiding in between your boobs and your belly button. Because, and this is a really big thing for all body shapes, your waist is not where you think it is. And I make this point on the apple because this is the one who has the hardest time with it. Most of us believe that our waist is at the belly button, which is kind of like if you were an apple shape, that is the roundest part of where your body would be. However, that is not the waist we are talking about. I'm talking about the high waist. The high waist is where you are the slimmest in your body. It's typically the second lowest rib in your rib cage. So that means that you would put your hands where your rib cage is. And if you notice, that is actually about 2 inches above your belly button. That is for everybody across the board. This is the magic sweet spot. So with an apple shape, defining your waist is the most important thing you can do to create the feeling of looking long and lean and slimmer. So when you look in the mirror, you see yourself as beautiful. So the trick to doing that is just defining your waist. And you can do that in so many ways. You can do that with a dress that has a fabric band that goes across that midsection. You can do that with a tapered blazer. A bra fitting is really important for an apple shape. The reason why is because as our body weight changes, 10 pounds up or down, your bra size changes. And a lot of us forget to go get refitted for bras. Nordstrom has amazing women that actually specialize in this. So I would call it the Nordstrom if you haven't gotten a bra fitting in a while. This is going to be the biggest trick. So you're going to go get a bra fitting and get the right bra. Because a lot of women that are on the heavier side of the apple, they tend to also have very big boobs. And that actually can start kind of like joining together with their stomachs. And it's true. I mean, that's just the human form. But when you lift your boobs with a great bra, and it doesn't matter what age, because I think at any age you should be doing this, you actually make room for the waist in the middle that's hiding under your, that's hiding on above your boobs and above your belly button. It's in there. So defining your waist is super important, and always dressing to the slimmest as possible. Now, if you feel like your stomach, you cannot look at it, wear a solid color all the way down, but then a bright colored jacket. So if you did like a black shift dress and a pink jacket, that would create length in the middle, and the two jacket sides would create vertical lines going right down your stomach side, which would actually elongate your look, slim you down, and again, shoulder pads are a big no. You always want your shoulder seams to sit right at the edge of your shoulders. So think tailoring, think slim, and that's going to be the most important part for the apple, and really for everybody. The next body shape is the this is the carrot inverted triangle. It's when you have a stronger shoulder. So usually it seems a little bit more athletic, women who are in sports, swimming, you know, women who have a very strong shoulder line. That is what is the inverted triangle. So we were talking about balance, and we want to create the look of an hourglass. So what do you do here? You want to build out balance at the hips by creating more hips. You need to define your waist, and we want to draw less attention to the top half of your body. Now, somebody could be top heavy in the sense of that they have a very large chest and a very big bra size, and that also can create that feeling of top heaviness like a strong shoulder would, and this also applies for that as well. So if you have some big ladies, this could help too. You want to do darker on top, less distracting patterns. By the way, can any rule be broken? Absolutely. So, you know, I feel like it, expressively, if you're like, I love leopard print, I want to wear that on my boobs, then great, go for it. Because if it makes you feel good, I want you to do that. But in this instance, I would say dark on top, we want to make sure, and this is where shoulder seams are of the utmost importance for your body shape. This is where your shoulder seams should hit at the very edge of your shoulder. It should not go any further, because anything past, any type of puff sleeve, flutter sleeve, anything like that is going to add bulk to your shoulders and continually unbalance the body. Now, to balance the body, we want to keep your shoulders as slim as possible, keep it in dark color tones. Dark, and again, for across the board, dark does not have to be black. Dark can be olive, dark can be purple, it can be eggplant, it could be green, it could be brown, it could be navy. Just think darker color. You could even do like a bright cobalt on top, but you do white on the bottom. That's still brighter on the bottom than it is on top, and that will still create that same effect. So don't think that you have to go to black when I say dark. So in this, so the way that this works is that you want to create a feminine hip. Because typically with the athletic shape, you know, or the carrot shape, you feel more athletic. So let's add some femininity to it. We want to use softer fabrics, a little bit of ruffles down on the bottom half. Peplums are great for this. Fit and flares. Like Kelly Ripa is a good example because she's like super, super petite, tiny. She might be a little bit more on the column side, and I'll get to that one in a second. But she definitely like has no waist, and she's so tiny, and she has a very athletic shaped hip. And so she always wears, she wears fit and flares, or if she does a shift dress, it's always waist definition. It's all about that waist definition. So then the next one is the column, which is also a very athletic look. This is typically long and lean, no waist. So this a woman who has a column shape or a string bean or all those funny names, you're very boxy, like straight up and down, and typically on the lean side, more on the athletic side again. So in this instance, what do you do? This is the easiest one. Define your waist. That's all you have to do is define your waist and create femininity in your shape. Not that you have to, feminine style is not your look or like the things, what you prefer to style yourself as. I'm not talking about like, oh, you should be like wearing florals and ruffles, but a touch of softness in your fabric choice, which I would say like a feminine side, will actually soften up your features and create a little bit more softness to the more angular style that a column body shape is. And defining your waist is key to that. You define your waist, you give a little bit of like, you know, again, a fit and flare dress. Honestly, fit and flare kind of like works for everybody across the board. So I love that as like a universally flattering, you know, but creating femininity in your outfits. And by that, again, I mean like the fabric choice. You want peplums are great, skirts, things that have flow. And again, because you have with a column that's a little bit more angular, a structured jacket with a really strong shoulder is a little bit much. So make sure, again, shoulder seams. I can't stress this one enough. It's such a huge issue. If every woman could replace one quick thing in their closet right now, in my opinion, it should be the blazer, because most women haven't updated. Like, they buy a couple blazers or their suit jackets. You don't update. People haven't updated their shoulders, like, to fit what's their best shoulder shape. So, like, if you're the pair, yes, keep the shoulder that comes with the shoulder pad. Should be tapered at the waistline, though. But most women haven't done that. So if you had to go out tomorrow and go buy one new thing for yourself, go get a fitted blazer. And I love H&M. They're super for this. They're super inexpensive. You can buy them at whatever budget, but they're fit. They're very fitted. And their sizing is annoying. So if you're like a size 8, you're probably a size 10 there. But you can try a smaller jacket. I would rather it fit you in the shoulder in all your body types and not button, because who buttons their jackets anyways? That's so formal. Unless you're a lawyer, that's another story, but I'll exclude you from this for now. So that is all the big overview of the body shapes. Big recap. There's 5 major body shapes. It's all about creating balance. When you have a little bit more on one side, you build out on the other. But there is a common denominator, and then you wear dark colors in the areas you don't love and bright colors in the areas you do love. It's really that simple. And always use statement necklaces and jewelry to draw attention away, or fabulous shoes. That always works, too. I love a fabulous shoe. But there's a common denominator to all of these body types. So now you know what you are. Well, what is the key to making this work? It's the belt. It is the common denominator is defining your waist. And how do we define our waist? With a belt. And I love belts for every single shape. Because belts, like women, come in all shapes and sizes and colors and textures and in every which way, shape, or form, and there is a perfect belt for you out there. Now, every time I do this speech, I literally get 10 to 15 women swarming me at the end saying, but Lori, I don't own any belts. And I always laugh because I'm like, I know, most women don't. Most women don't know how to use one. Now, here's why I love a belt. And I have this cute little saying. When in doubt, belt it out. You should write that down on a post-it and put it in your closet. It will change your life, I swear. So when in doubt, belt it out. Here's what you do. Here's why a belt is so great for you. When you wear it in the right place, like we talked about, it's higher on the waistline. It's at the slimmest point of your rib cage. It's about 2 inches above your belly button and 2 inches below your chest line. A couple things happen. One, you look slimmer. Because when you actually show your natural waist, you instantaneously look slimmer. And not only will you see it in the mirror, other people are going to notice if you lost weight recently. That's the favorite thing about it. That's number one. Number two, it makes you look longer, which makes you look leaner. And the reason why is when your belt is a little bit higher on your waistline, it makes the illusion that your legs are miles long. So this is a great tip for petites. If you're short, this is an easy way to present yourself as taller. But also, it makes you look leaner when you elongate your legs and raise your waistline. Another great reason is that it adds dimension to an outfit. So I have this thing called the four-piece rule, and every outfit you put together needs to have 4 pieces to it. It shouldn't just be like a shirt and a top and a bottom or a dress and a cardigan. It should be a dress, a belt, a cardigan, and a necklace. So 4 pieces. The belt is an integral part to that. And many times it becomes your fourth piece. Oh, I have the T-shirt and the jeans and a cute necklace. Okay, well, add a little skinny belt. Or, you know, I have the great shift for work and a blazer. Well, add a belt over your shift under your blazer and a great cuff. There's so many ways that you can use a belt that enhances your wardrobe as well as enhances your body form. And that's why I love it. But, you know, belts are very scary for people. They most, like I said, a lot of people come up to me and say that they don't own a belt. And I always say, well, let's get you a starter belt. It can have elastic, because they come in all ways. You know, you can get like a slim, skinny leather belt from J. Crew or Target, because they're like $14 there, and they come in like an array of colors. You could buy like three of them and have belts for life. Or you can get one that's wide and elastic and has an elastic back. So if you're uncomfortable, a lot of times women put belts on and they don't know what to do. They're like, okay, well, I feel uncomfortable and it's constricting my stomach and I can't, you know. But actually what it's doing is it's keeping your core in. It's holding your back up straighter, which is making you present yourself more confidently just by default. And so I actually like a belt that has structure, but if you're scared, there's ones that have elastic in the back. Universally, 1 inch to 1.5 inch will look great on everybody, but I love a great skinny belt. I feel like that feels more feminine. And then like one of the wider belts that has elastic has a little bit more of like an edgy feel. So you can actually play up varying levels of style with the belt as well. But so let's say you haven't tried a belt before. Take to get you to try it. Now, this is what I call the X factor. It's you getting uncomfortable. It's you taking that time to push yourself out the door, doing something you've never done before, and not even sure if it's going to work for you or not, because even if I tell you it's going to work, that doesn't mean you're going to walk out the door and believe it that first time you do it. You have to make the decision to try it. And I dare you to. I dare you to put a belt on with an outfit tomorrow or an outfit you never thought would need a belt. Literally, I'm like, what's that show, Portlandia? You know, when there's like the people like, put a bird on it. I have this like idea once that I would be like, put a belt on it. Because I really think like literally you could take anything in your closet and throw a belt on it. Let's say you have an oversized blouse that you're like, well, it's kind of drapey and it adds all that bulk like we were talking about. We don't want to hide. Take a belt, put it over your blouse. Just try that with a pair of slacks and go to work. See what happens. I'm telling you, it's a game changer. But you have to be open to do that. And that's really about the mindset. So the great belt and an open mind, you really need to be open to trying something new that you never really thought was possible or even something that you could were capable of doing or something that would work for you. You know, a lot of women are so insecure about their bodies, they won't choose to do it because they're like, oh, no, it won't work for me. And then, of course, I walk into the room and I'm like, oh, yes. Oh, it will. But it's really about getting uncomfortable. Now, I have a saying. I wrote a book, which I'm so excited about. It's almost done. It's like birthing a child. It's such a process. But it's been building for a couple years, actually. And it's called The 12 Steps of Style. It's The 12 Steps of Style to a More Confident Life. And step three, teaser, is you have to get uncomfortable to get comfortable. And I think it's probably the most important topic, because if we don't choose to try something new, we're not going to, you know, how are we going to know if it's going to work for us or not? We have to be at least open to trying that new thing, and it's going to be uncomfortable inevitably because it's new and we haven't done it before. So it's almost like a conscious notion that I have to do this and it's going to be uncomfortable, but I'm going to do it and see what happens. Because I can guarantee you, you put that belt on and you walk out the door and, you know, you're uncomfortable, you might not even feel confident, but it only takes one compliment from somebody to say, you look different today, or did you lose weight, or I love that belt on you, I've never seen that before. It just takes one compliment to encourage you to know that you did the right thing, which will make you want to kind of try it again tomorrow. But you can't have the winning of that if you don't even try it in the first place. So having an open mind is such a huge aspect to it. Now, I have a client named Samantha, and I know Katie cut me off, or tell me how much more time we have, and
this is awesome.
I have this client named Samantha, and this is my favorite, hands down, best story ever. Okay, so Samantha and I got hired by her husband, who wanted to surprise her for her birthday. And she loved what not to wear, and I had worked with Stacey London, so he had found me in Los Angeles and brought me in. I showed up wearing a bow belt because I was a present. She had no idea I was coming. She was definitely very shocked, but, you know, warmed her up a little bit, right? Because she was like, honey, I've got hanging off of me and hanging off of me, and you want me to what? He's like, this day is for you. I'm taking the children. So he took the kids away for the day, and I spent a whole day with her in her closet, and then I took her shopping. So this is a mom of three. She has not taken time for herself. She stopped taking care of herself. So, like, in the essence of, like, and it really relates to, like, thrive in your body, she just kind of gave up. She had three kids. Her body was never going to change. She didn't have time for herself, and she just wasn't going to do anything to make any difference, because why? She was just going to get thrown up on her. She was just going to, you know, have to become mom. And on top of that, she was a doctor, and she worked in a hospital, and I think she was there 3 or 4 days a week, and she was one of the head chief doctors. And so I come to meet with her, and her closet is a mess, and not like messy mess. It is like she has tops from pre-pregnancy, during pregnancy, pants that don't fit, tops that are so worn. I like to call them tired. Fashion's so personal. I walk into someone's closet and I see something that is like tattered and worn like to shreds, I would never be like, ew, you got to get rid of those, because that's not who I am, and I'm pretty sure there's other stylists like that. I look at it and I say, I think you've worn this with lots of love, and it's time to let it go. That usually is an easy way to let them feel like they've had their good times with it, and then in your own closet, know that if something's tired, tattered, faded, when it's a knit fabric like a T-shirt and it's got all those little pills on it, worn with lots of love, and you can replace it with something fresh and fabulous that makes you feel better than wearing something that's tired and old. Because when you put on something that's tired and old, you feel tired and old. I mean, that's really just what it is. And it's a reminder that you haven't taken care of yourself. So here's Samantha not taking care of herself. She has no idea what to do with her closet. She's wearing these really oversized tops that are like her pregnancy tops because she doesn't know how to work with her body after having the three kids, which, mind you, when she finally started changing, what I saw was that she was actually very slim. She was an hourglass, but she was hiding it under all of her clothes. So we're starting to style with her closet. Her tops are proportionately too long for her. They're very drapey. She has a couple of cute pairs of slacks. You know, there's just a couple things. So the first outfit we put together was a slacks outfit with one of her oversized tops. And so I'm like, do you have any belts? And she goes, no. I'm like, great. I brought one with me because I always bring belts with me. And if you say you don't have belts, you do. You've got string, you've got ribbons attached to dresses. You've got belts that are attached to dresses that you can actually take off and use for other things. Don't think you don't have belts. They're in your closet somewhere. You just have to be creative. So I took the belt that I had and I put it around the blouse that she was wearing, because it was really long for her. So when you put the belt around the blouse, it kind of hikes up the hemline a little bit shorter. It defined her waist, and then we just put a blazer over it. And she looked in the mirror, and she's like, oh, my God, I had no idea I could do this. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, put a belt on it. She's like, oh, okay, that's crazy. Okay, great. Kind of working away at her. The next thing we start playing around with is a pencil skirt. Now, she did have one, which I love a great pencil skirt for all body shapes. And what I did is, you know, typically we think, okay, well, pencil skirt, and then you put your blouse over it, then you put your jacket on. But see, we want to define your waist. So, but this time, I took one of her blouses for work. I tucked it into the pencil skirt. Now, when you do that, it's creating a high waistline up at your high waist, typically, unless the pencil skirt's too big for you and it sits around your belly button. We want your pencil skirt to sit above your belly button and the high waist. That's the trick to them. And then I put a belt over it. And she's like, oh, my God, you mean I could put a belt over this? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. She's like, oh, okay. So then we're playing around a little bit more. I take the same outfit and I put a cardigan on top of it. She goes, so wait, can I put my belt over my cardigan? And I was like, yes, yes, you can. This is like the moment for me where I will start tearing up. It happens every single time I'm in a client, because here's this woman who had given up on herself, given up on her body, and it only took 3 times of showing her what she looked like in the mirror with a belt on for her to say to me, wait, can I add a belt to this? Because she got excited. She saw what it did. She saw how incredibly thin she actually was if she only wanted to show it off in a flattering way. She could not believe it. So now she's on a roll. Everything we're doing, can I put a belt on this? Yes, you can. Can I put a belt on this? Yes, you can. It is the most amazing thing, because what was once just an absolute impossibility was all of a sudden possible. Now, if we had that experience in our lives, imagine what else could be possible if the things that we told ourselves were impossible actually were possible. So now we've broken down the barrier that the belt is really possible to change how you see yourself in the mirror. What else could be possible in life? But so the story carries on. So she now has this whole new sense of herself. I took her shopping after that. We bought her new belt. We bought her more fitted clothes. We bought her the right, you know, proportionate tops and really fun items she could play around with and have fun. So, and I send her off on her way. About 2 months later, email to check in, see how she's doing, and she writes me back this email. She goes, dear Lori, she goes, you are not going to believe what happened to me today. And I said, oh, I'm thinking in my head, oh, I can't wait here. So I was at the hospital, and the nurses pulled me aside, and they asked me to walk into a room privately, pull me into the room, shut the door, and they lean in very closely, and they say to me, are you having an affair? And she then continues on saying, I almost died. And then 2 gay guys complimented me. My day was amazing. And I literally, like, my jaw was on the floor, because what is so beautiful about this story is that she had really embodied this new her, who she was already. And we just brought it out with using the belt so she could see it herself. And everyone else saw, too, she was feeling great. And she was dressing better at work, feeling more sexier, more feminine, which is such a powerful thing. So much so that her coworkers thought she was having an affair with somebody other than her husband. Now, I can imagine that she's probably having a much better sex life with her family. And I just think that's the coolest thing ever. With her family. Oh, my God, did you hear what I just said? With her husband. Oh, my God, that's the bizarrest statement that has ever come out of my mouth. She's having much better sex with her husband and keeping it in the family. But it's just like, to me, it's this incredible journey of what the power of the belt can be when you open your mind to trying it and then making that first step out the door and doing it. Because I really believe that, like, you can put that belt on and you can conquer the world. And think about it as women, as we thrive in our bodies. I mean, one of the reasons, I don't know if I mentioned this one earlier, but one of the reasons why I love the belt is that it makes you very conscious of your body. You literally have to be so aware of your presence and how you're standing, because something is constantly touching your core. So it actually makes you stand up straighter, you hold your core in, you hold your stomach in, and it makes you more present in your body. And for us as women to thrive in our bodies, it's so important to be present in our bodies, to acknowledge who we are and to acknowledge ourselves as the core, and also to celebrate what we love. I mean, it's really like as simple as taking care of ourselves. So when it comes to style, taking care of yourself means working with what you love, not wearing anything you don't love, empowering yourself with making choices that make you happy and that inspire you, and trying something new. The belt, this gateway, this key to empowering yourself to love yourself, love your body, because it helps you fake it until you make it. It helps you fake it until you become it, until you believe it, until you see it in the mirror, yourself, you are already gorgeous, beautiful, amazing. You have a beautiful body, no matter what imperfections you see. This belt is the perfect tool, like a little starter kit, to help you take those first steps on that journey to truly seeing yourself as the body you have, loving what you have, and then having fun with your style so that you feel great every day. Because imagine the potential of every day if everything was possible. Now, if you've broken this belt, you know, impossibility rule factor in your life, then what else is possible if these things that you thought were impossible are now possible? Everything has potential. Everything needs to be tried. Everything could be inspired. And when you feel that in your life and are surrounding you, you thrive in your body. You thrive in your life. And you thrive for yourself. And that's the most important thing. So thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much. I guess I need to go buy a belt. I am one of those people that does not own a belt for many, many years, actually. So we'll have to go shopping.
Really? Oh, I'm coming over. We will definitely do that. And if you guys say you don't have a belt, then like I said, we all buy things that have belts attached sometimes. Like sometimes it's a fabric belt that was like attached to a robe or like a kimono something, or sometimes like there's a belt that's already attached to a dress. A lot of times those are detachable. You just take it out of the side loops and use them for other things. So that can help you kind of get started.
Okay. I'll have you come in my closet. That was amazing. Yeah. Thank you so, so much. Does anybody have any questions for Lori about fashion, body, belt?
It's a scary topic, I know.
I know. Well, my question is, so I lived in New York for almost 10 years, and I worked every single day, like every day, hands down. So since I moved out here, I've been trying to kind of figure out my belt versus comfort. You know, I work a lot from home, or I'm teaching yoga, or I'm like teaching yoga class, so I tend to kind of put comfy yoga clothes on. But I've noticed that, like, when I do dress up, I am way more productive at work. But long story short, but I feel like I had a style in New York, and it was very New York style, and I feel like I haven't been able to kind of figure out what my true style identity is. What do you suggest, like, the easiest step would be to kind of figure out a new, my own style?
Yeah, I love that. I totally get that because I lived in New York too, and we've talked about that. But for everyone else, I lived in New York for 7 years, and I had that same excuse, like everything's super dressy there, and then you get here and everyone's like really laid back and in denim, and that's just like normal here. I would say two things for you. The first thing would be to get, this would be chapter 2 in my book, The 12 Steps of Style, get inspired. And I would actually start gathering as many, you know, if it's either like an online vision board or like use Pinterest or something where you start gathering like blogger styles or styles that you think could be fun for you. Even if, and this is for everyone, even if you're like, oh, I could never wear that. I hate when people say that because I'm like, no, you can, but maybe for you, this is what we would tweak. So everything's always possible when it comes to style. So pick out, like, put together like a collage board. You can even make it by hand. I love doing things by hand. So that's like more, for me, it becomes more very like, I don't know, like cutting up paper and pasting and gluing and all that. So, you know, some type of vision board for your style. What inspires you? That would be number one. Number two, to even just get you started on understanding how to better style yourself, I like to start with what you own as opposed to like you needing to buy like wardrobe to become this new persona, because you are already in your closet. Your closet is a representation of who you are. Now, if you're growing and needing to get rid of old things and add newness, definitely. But even as like just like a simple Kickstarter, I think that the 4-piece rule is the best Kickstarter that you can use, because you have to every single day say, I have to have 4 pieces in my outfit. So what am I going to do with that? Now, if you're going to wear a T-shirt and jeans because that's casual, and like you're a T-shirt and like a slouchy pants or whatever that is that you're maybe going to yoga for, you know, well, what 4 other pieces could you add to make it an outfit? Because it's not about wearing clothes. It's about making an outfit. And when you're using mm-hmm. your own wardrobe, it's inherently you. So let's say you have, I'm just going to use jeans and a t-shirt as like a very casual LA, or jeans and like, or like jean shorts and a white buff t-shirt, v-neck t-shirt, like really classic, simple, or it could be long jeans too. What would, to me, what would I add to that? I would add a glamorous statement necklace to give it some glam, and maybe like a skinny belt at the low waist, which is a little bit different than the high waist that we were talking about today, but like a little skinny belt. So now you've added four pieces. Shoes don't count, by the way, and handbags usually don't count either. I'll make exceptions. But let's say it's an easy throw-on dress, you know, that you're just kind of like a maxi dress. Well, what would you add to give it four pieces? So, you know, it could be a little cardigan with a belt over that and a long pendant necklace. Or it could be cuffs and a necklace and a card and like a cool like sweatshirt tied around your waist, or like a cool like denim shirt tied around your waist. You can take what you own and make outfits from what you have. And it's really about thinking about outfits. Because in the end, it's all your stuff. It's you. It's who you are. You know, that's why the vision board can help, because it can help you kind of like expand your thinking a little bit, but also then what you aspire to be. You know, when I clean out closets, I do a lot of like, okay, well, let's find out what you're missing. You're only buying the stuff you really need to make that possible. So if you clean out your closet yourself, you can actually take a tally of what's missing. So you can be like, oh, I have no jackets that, you know, that don't have shoulder pads. Lori says to go get a new jacket. what was the other thing? There was one other thought that I had about that. Okay, those would be my first two thoughts. Does that help?
Yeah, I guess when I was living in New York, like I would put outfits together, and I think I kind of got lazy when I moved out here because everyone else
was kind of more relaxed.
So maybe I just need to get not lazy with my clothes.
That, you know what, but I think that's why the belt too is like kind of like it forces you not to be lazy. You have to add extra detail. Like you have to add that four people. It forces you to add. Oh, the other thing would be like if you wanted to do, the idea of contrast. What makes great style, and again, this would be just from your closet, so it would just be from you, so it would be your style, would be to take, because you work in such a casual world, to always make sure there's an element of dressy in your outfit. So like if you're wearing, it doesn't necessarily work with yoga pants, but it could, I'm not going to say it couldn't, but it could. But let's say you have yoga, yoga pants on, and a yoga top, or maybe it's like a fitted t-shirt of some sort. Well, maybe your shoes are going to be a little bit dressier, and you're going to add jewelry to it to make it look dressier. So you're going to kind of take elements of the casual and elements of the dressy and put them into the one look. It's the same way, like stepping up your everyday casual. I always say switch out the t-shirt to like a woven top or a, to a woven top, which is more like a blouse. So like take your work blouse and wear it with your jeans. That is like the perfect in between. So if you kind of use that rule, you know, it'll help you kind of like, oh, I'm wearing only casual today. I need to add something dressy in this. Well, whatever you choose is your style. It's you. That's who you are.
That's great. Thank you. That's amazing advice. Does anyone have any other questions for Lori before we have to say goodbye? Well, if you ever do, I'm going to share her contact information with everybody in our Facebook community and share with you her link and all that other stuff. So please like her on Facebook, follow her feed. She always is pushing the limit on fashion and does it in such a beautiful way. And all of her outfits look great all the time. So just
thank you.
Inspiration. So thank you so much for really
thank
being
you.
Awesome. So happy that you were here. And Monday night.
Uh-huh.
Oh, sorry.
I was going to say one last thing. I apologize. Okay.
Mm.
I was going to say, you can find Lori B Style is like every way that you can find me. Like that's Lauri B Style. That's who I am. That's like every outlet on social media is Lori B Style. But for you guys, especially, I'm offering 10% off my Skype. I don't know where everyone lives, so if you're in Los Angeles, definitely, you know, let me know. If you're not in the city, I work with women all over the country via Skype and coaching through style that way, so I'm offering 10% off to all you guys as a gift for having me here. And I invite you to come to my website, lauriebstyle.com, if you want to sign up for my newsletter. I appreciate that because I talk about style there and inspiring things, but also you'll be the first to know when my book comes out, which is very soon. Very, very soon. I'm birthing a baby. It's very exciting. Okay, that was it. Thank you. And thank you so much
awesome.
For listening.
Thank you. That's very generous of you. I'm sure we'll take you up on that offer for sure. That's awesome.
Okay.
Thank you. So thank you, ladies, so much for joining us tonight. Next week, we have financial women's planner and just, like, amazing expert on growth and abundance financially is Brittany Castro.
Woo! I love her.
Yes, she's amazing, and she's going to really kind of share with us how to budget wisely so we can actually spend more money on our health and our well-being so that we can actually get more abundance in our life. This is definitely – she's helped me so much with my life and kind of figuring out different ways to be abundant, and she's going to share her tips with us next Monday. So be sure to come back, and Lori, we're definitely going to have you back at another Thrive in Your Body event.
Oh, yay.
Fabulous. So thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. And I will share all of that information with everybody. And please let us know when your book is coming out, and I will definitely share those links with everybody.
Will do, for sure.
Wonderful. Well, have a good night, everybody, and enjoy your week, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Wonderful. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.